Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud, the first parak Sukkah Shi Gevoha. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, continuing with the sugya of Sukkah on Gabi Sukkah. The Gemara asks how much space there must be between the schach layers of the lower Sukkah and the upper Sukkah for the lower Sukkah to be puzzle. Rashi explains the question that the schach layers have to be far enough apart to be considered two Sukkahs rather than one big Sukkah. Rav Huna said that the lower sukkah is possible if there is at least a tefach of space between the layers. Shekem atzinu ba'olei tumah tefach. For we find in regard to roofs for tumah that their height is a tefach, meaning to qualify as an olah, the overhang must be at least a tefach in each direction and positioned at least one tefach above the surface beneath it. Just as we find the measurement of one tefach above the surface in regard to tumah, so to here the two layers of schach need to be separated by tefach in order to be considered two sukkahs. Rav Chisson, Rabbi Rav Huna said four tefachim in space. Shalom atzinu makum chashu pachas marba. For we don't find a significant area of less than four tefachim. To consider the rishus yachin or karmelis, an area must be at least four tefachim wide. Less than that, it's a makum patur. And Shmuel said 10 tefachim kakshira kach pesua. Just as a sukkah's validation is dependent on it being 10 tefachim, so too is the ability to cause a psul is dependent on it being 10 tefachim high. Rashi explains this to mean that if the above sukkah is not 10 tefachim high, it's not a kosher sukkah, and therefore will not puzzle the bottom sukkah. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one spread a sheet over schach because of the sun or beneath it because of falling leaves, the sukkah is puzzle. In the Gemara, Rav Chisda said, avalana'o sukkah shera, but where it's spread to decorate the sukkah is kosher. Rashi explains that a sheet spread for decorative purpose does not earn a schach designation, and therefore will not be posel the sukkah. The Gemara brings a machlokas amoraim regarding noi sukkah muflagi mimenu arba. Sukkah decorations spread out beneath the schach that are removed from the schach by four tefachim. Rav Nachman says the sukkah is kosher, and Rav Chisson Rabba Bar Rav Huna hold that it's possible. Rashi explains that Rav Chisson Rabba Bar Rav Huna hold that any decoration four tefachim away from the schach is viewed as independent of the schach above it, and therefore the person sleeping inside the sukkah is considered beneath a tent formed by the sheet and not in the sukkah proper. Rav Nachman holds that since the sheets are hung for the purpose of decorating the sukkah, they're batal to the schach. And point number three, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mutalisha Makila Basukkah, Afu Bishesh Lagag, Bahusha Eno Gavo Asara. One may sleep under a kila canopy spread around a bed in a sukkah, even though it has a flat roof, provided that it's not 10 tefachim high off the surface of the bed. Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi said in the name of Shmuel, Hayashi Makila Arum, Amotzi Rosho Chutz Lakila, Makor Kriyashma. One who sleeps naked within a kila canopy may poke his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. Rashi explains that if the canopy was deemed an oel and a self-defined area, then the person's head would be in the area where the majority of the body is located, and he would not be permitted to recite the Shema while naked. Shmuel is coming to teach that since this canopy is not deemed an oel, since it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's seen as a mere covering of his body like a garment, and therefore he may stick his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. So once again, the three points are number one. Continuing with the sugya of sukkah, agabi sukkah, the Gemara asks how much space there must be between the schach layers of the lower sukkah and the upper sukkah for the lower sukkah to be pasul. Rashi explains the question that the schach layers have to be far enough apart to be considered two sukkahs rather than one big sukkah. Rav Huna said that the lower sukkah is pasul if there's at least a tefach of space between the layers, shekem metzina ba'olei tuma tefach, for we find regard to roofs for tuma that their height is a tefach, meaning to qualify as an ohel, the overhang must be at least a tefach in each direction and position at least one tefach above the surface beneath it. Just as we find the measurement of one tefach above the surface in regard to tuma, so too here the two layers of schach need to be separated by a tefach in order to be considered two sukkahs. Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna said four tefachim of space. Shalom atzinu makum chashu pachas marba. For we do not find a significant area of less than four tefachim. To be considered a rishus yachid or karmelis, an area must be at least four tefachim wide. Less than that, it's a makum patur. And Shmuel said 10 tefachim kakshera kach pasua. Just as the sukkah's validation is dependent on it being 10 tefachim, so too its ability to cause a psul is dependent on it being 10 tefachim high. Rashi explains this to mean that if the above sukkah is not 10 tefachim high, it's not a kosher sukkah, and therefore it will not puzzle the bottom sukkah. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one spread a sheet over the schach because of the sun or beneath it because of falling leaves, the sukkah is puzzle. In the Gemara, Rav Chisda said, "Avalana'o sukkah shera, but where it's spread to decorate the sukkah is kosher." Rashi explains that a sheet spread for decorative purposes does not earn a schach designation, therefore it will not invalidate the sukkah. The Gemara brings Malchokas Amorayim regarding noi sukkah muflagi mimeno arba. Sukkah decoration spread out beneath the schach that are removed from the schach by four tefachim. Rav Nachman says the sukkah is kosher, and Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna hold it's pasul. Rashi explains that Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna hold that any decoration four tefachim away from the schach is viewed as independent of the schach above it, and therefore the person sleeping inside the sukkah is considered beneath a tent formed by the sheet and not in the sukkah proper. Rav Nachman holds that since the sheets are hung for the purpose of decorating the sukkah, they're batal to the schach. And point number three, Rav Yudah said in Emishmo, Mutta wisham bekiwa besukkah afu b'sheishu agag, v'hu she'ena gebo asar. One may sleep under a kiwa canopy spread out around a bed in a sukkah, even though it has a flat roof, provided that it's not 10 tefachim high off the surface of the bed. Rav Tachlifa bar Avimi said in Emishmo, Hayashim bekiwa arum motzi rosho chutz lekiwa b'kor kriyashma. One who sleeps naked within a kiwa canopy may poke his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. Rashi explains that if the canopy was deemed an ohel and a self-defined area, then the person's head would be in the area where the majority of his body is located, and he would not be permitted to recite the Shema while naked. Shmuel is coming to teach that since this canopy is not deemed a tent, since it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's seen as a mere covering of his body like a garment, and therefore he may stick his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. All right, so now we go to our Simran Daf Yud, and our standard Simran is a minion of Yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden playing to daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach were busy hanging decorative sheets for tefachim below the schach and installing 9 tefachim kiwa canopy beds for reciting the Shema. Once again, it's slow motion. The minion of Yidden, minion of Yidden. That must mean we're on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden playing to daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach, which reminds us that continuing with the sugya of sukkah gabi sukkah, the Gemara asks how much space there must be between the schach layers of the lower sukkah and the upper sukkah for the lower sukkah to be invalid. Rashi explains the question that the schach layers have to be far enough apart to be considered two sukkahs rather than being one big sukkah. Three opinions are given: 1 tefach learned from Ole Tumah, 4 tefachim, which are considered makum chashuv, or 10 tefachim, which is the minimum shear to be makshir sukkah, can also puzzle it. So the minion of Yidden playing to daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach were busy hanging decorative sheets for tefachim below the schach, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states that if one spread a sheet over the schach because of the sun or beneath because of falling leaves, the sukkah is puzzle. In the Gemara, Rav Chisa said, Avalano sukkah shera, but where it's spread to decorate the sukkah is kosher. Rashi explains that a sheet spread for decorative purposes does not earn a schach designation, and therefore will not invalidate the sukkah. The Gemara brings Malchokas and Marayim regarding noi sukkah that are spread up beneath the schach that are removed from the schach by 4 tefachim. So the minion of Yidden playing to daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach were busy hanging decorative sheets for tefachim below the schach and installing 9 tefachim kila canopy beds for reciting the Shema. Which reminds us that one may sleep under a kila canopy spread out around a bed in a sukkah, even though it has a flat roof, provided that it is not 10 tefachim high off the surface of the bed. Rav Tachlifa bar Avimi said in the Mishmo that one who sleeps naked within a kila canopy may poke his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. Since it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's seen as a mere covering of his body like a garment, and therefore he may stick his head outside the canopy and recite the Shema. So once again, the minion of Yidden planning to daven in the lower sukkah that was separated from the upper sukkah by less than a tefach were busy hanging decorative sheets for tefachim below the schach and installing 9 tefachim kilo canopy beds for reciting the Shema. All right, now it's time for 4 blot back chazara. Daf vav. So the simmer daf vav is a sword. So here goes. The sword salesman, that must mean daf vav, sword. The sword salesman who masterfully uses high-priced sword to chop design meaning according to their different shiurim, which reminds us that Rav said shiurim chatzitzin mechitzin halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And the Gemara challenges this, stating that shiurim in fact arises based on the pasuk of the design meaning where each of the 7 fruits is a unit of measure for some halacha, but concludes since these shiurim are not written explicitly in the Torah, the pasuk is just an asmachta. So the sword salesman who massively uses high-priced sword to chop the Zayin Minim according to their different shiurim had tar on the majority of his hair, which reminds us the laws of chetzitza are in fact the rices, and the Rav's assertion that the laws of chetzitza are halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was referring to a halacha that something on one's hair is only chetzitza if it covers the majority of the hair and one objects to it being there, such as dried blood, ink, clay, or tar. If one doesn't object to the object being on his hair, it's considered as part of the body. So the sword salesman who massively uses high-priced sword to chop the Zayin Minim according to the different shiurim had tar in the majority of his hair and did his demonstrations out of a sukkah with 2 proper walls and a 3rd wall That was just a tefach. Which reminds the machlokes between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon whether a sukkah requires two proper walls and the third wall can just be a tefach, or three proper walls and the fourth wall can be a tefach, is based on the three times the word sukkos is mentioned and the question of whether yesh emu masoros or yesh emu mikra, whether words in the Torah are expounded based on the way they are written or the way they are pronounced. Dav Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Zayin is a clay zayin, a gun. So here goes. The gun enthusiast. Gun enthusiast. That must be on Dav Zayin. Gun. The gun enthusiast who uses tefach, thick gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, which reminds us that Rabbah said a sukkah with a tefach long third wall is also permitted to carry in on Shabbos. Migud havya dofen l'inyan sukkah, havya dofen l'inyan Shabbos. Since it has the status of a wall in regard to Hilchos Sukkah, it has the status of a wall in regard to Shabbos as well, even though on a regular Shabbos it would be considered a Rishus HaRabim. So the gun enthusiast who uses tefach, thick gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with walls that let in plenty of light, which reminds us there's a machlokas whether the walls of the sukkah must provide shade like schach, which is understood to be centered on the meaning of the pasuk about the parochas. Rabbi Yoshia holds that the lashon of v'sakosa is mentioned regarding the parochas, and we learn that even mechitzas have to provide shade. The rabbans say the walls do not have to provide shade and understand the pasuk to mean only that the parochas should be bent over slightly on top so that it appears roof-like. So the gun enthusiast who uses tefach, thick gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with the walls that let in plenty of light, while wondering how his neighbors were doing sitting inside their massive Diras Keva. Which reminds that Abai listed several Tanaim who maintained that a sukkah must be a fixed dwelling at Diras Keva, meaning that it must be at least 4x4 amos in area, the walls must provide shade, it can be higher than 20 amos, and have at least three proper walls, with the fourth one being a tefach. Dav Ches, so the Simur Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The annual Challah bake sale, Challah, that must be one Dav Ches, Challah. The annual Challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, which reminds us on Dav Zayin on the base where Yochanan said that a sukkah, a sukkah kekivshin, a sukkah that's made round like an oven, if there's enough space in their circumference to seat 24 people, it's valid. And the Gemara goes through an extensive analysis of how Rabbi Yochanan came up with this figure. So the annual Challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, right behind the two potters' huts, one within the other, which reminds us, the Rebbe Levi reported in the name of Rebbe Meir, that two potters' huts, one within the other, the inner one is not a valid sukkah and is chayv a mezuzah, while the outer one is a valid sukkah and is patur from mezuzah. The Gemara asks why the outer hut is patur from mezuzah, since it can be considered a base shar for the inner hut and be chayv a mezuzah, and answers, mishum du'al kaviyah, because a potter's hut is not a permanent structure, so the inner hut is considered too inconsequential to view a room which leads to it as a base shar. So the annual challah bake sale taking place in the large round sukkah, right behind the two potters' huts, one within the other, attracted the attention of goyim, women, and kusim, as well as shepherds, fig watchers, and city watchmen, which reminds of the two groups of sukkos, gambach and rakbach. Gambach, goyim, nashim, behem, and kusim thought his sukkos were sabir because they were permanent, and the tana of rakbash, royim, kayatzim, burganim, and shomi peros thought his were superior because they were b'nei chiyuva. Dav Tes, so the simmer Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The little old lady's having a tea party, that must be on Dav Tes, teapot. The little old lady's having a tea party in a suk yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, which reminds us, there's Malchus Beis Shem Beis Hill, whether a suk yashana is kosher, and Beis Hill learns from the pasuk Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim Hashem, that a sukkah is asur b'hana all 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, Kashem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al-Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemayim Al-Sukkah, from the juxtaposition of the word Chag, signifying the Chagiga, and sukkahs, we learn that just as the Chagiga is sanctified to Hashem, so too the sukkah is Hashem. So the little old ladies having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly remind each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one builds a sukkah under a tree, it's as though he built it inside his house, which means that it's possible. And when Rabbah said, this was taught only in regard to a tree whose shade is greater than its sunlight, but if the tree is so sparse that its sunlight is greater than its shade, the sukkah is kosher. The Gemara challenges him, saying that if the tree's sunlight is greater than its shade, it should be pasul, since he's being mitzvah of kosher schach with pasul schach. Rav Papa answers, the Mishnah refers to a case where he lowered the tree branches and intermingled them indistinguishably with the kosher schach, which can be done lechatchila. So the little old lady's having a tea party in a sukkah yashana, who proudly reminded each other not to get hana from its sanctified walls, had no idea they were sitting under a tree, and that their sukkah was under a sukkah, as well, which reminds us that Mishnah stated, Sukkah gabi sukkah el yona kasher b'tachtona pasua. A sukkah built on top of another sukkah, the upper one is kosher and the lower one is pasul. Was taught in a braisa, the pasuk states, b'sukkahs teshvu, in sukkahs you shall dwell, which implies, but not in a sukkah beneath a sukkah, and not in a sukkah beneath a tree, and not in a sukkah beneath a house. The word b'sukkahs without a vav suggests a single sukkah. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.